You?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a savage like that.
Yeah, you are kind of a savage. I agree with that. Where's Matt?
Hi, Matt.
How are you?
Good, are you?
Did you see who he showed up? Celebrity. We got a celebrity here. There you go.
So you got a different Warriors jersey this time?
You know,
last time you wore it.
Yeah, the Warriors shirt didn't come through yesterday, so.
Or no, when you wore it on game four, it didn't come through for them.
Yeah, so I'm not wearing it today. Okay. Yeah, no Warriors shirt today, no.
You got Kinder back. Was it priority just to get him right back in the lineup? You know, you had sort of the layoff.
Well, you know, for Chad, we always talk to the players and make sure we communicate. He feels good. He's been able to hit at an offside facility, been able to work out. So, you know, for us, it's a good matchup for him to be in the lineup tonight. And you know, we're happy that he's ready to go.
What kind of reports did you get on Killian?
He came out of there healthy, which is kind of the goal. You know, we're going to evaluate him over the next 2 days. I think he, you know, we'll throw a side session either tomorrow, but it's a day off. He might do it Friday, and then you know we'll make a determination as to how he fits in.
I saw Kevin Smith is starting his rehab today for Vegas. How many games do you think he might need before possibly determining?
Always tough, Martin. Depends on how things go for him, how he feels and recovers. He is in Vegas tonight and playing in the game, so we'll I think we'll take Kevin day by day and see how he progresses and recovers from this injury.
In terms of the rotation, I know you said still kind of something evaluated. Do you think it'll probably stay in turn, or is that something that's still on?
Yeah, I think we did announce, you know, Frankie will go on Friday, Cole will go Saturday, and from that point we're kind of determining the rest of that, how they align, and you know, I'd say we probably have an answer for that after Friday.
I'm guessing that you talked with Ramon Laureano daily. How is he doing with his rehab? Is everything in pace to come back when he has this turn to come back to
the A's? Yeah, I'm glad you asked that question. It's not daily, but I did talk to him today. So, you know, we do keep in touch and as often as we can just to make sure things are going well for him. Physically, he feels great. You know, he's happy to be playing and excited about, you know, the days ahead that he can, you know, be a part of this group and have impact here at the Major League level.
It's too early to ask you about what's going to happen when you have Pache and Laureano both in the same roster.
Yeah, I think I alluded to it a little bit last week, just in terms of how we, you know, obviously there's a lot that can change. There's a lot that can happen in the time frame before Ramon gets here or is scheduled to get here. And then we basically will, you know, have an opportunity to give guys playing time and give guys mix, you know, give guys days off, and so give guys the best chance to succeed in their matchups. So we'll evaluate it on a daily basis as we get closer.
Did you feel some of the support from the A's fans in the stands last night?
Yeah, absolutely. I saw a lot of green and yellow up in the stands. So I thought it was great to have you know, support from our side of the bay. Here rooting us on, and you know, hopefully they'll come back out tonight again.
Mark, I thought Christian had a couple good at bats last night. What does he bring to the team, and somebody like that who persevered just to get back to the majors, what kind of impact can he have on maybe the younger guys?
Yeah, so let me pick which Christian we're talking about. We've got five of them.
Bethencourt, yeah.
The Bethencourt one. Yes. We joke about that, so okay. Yeah, he did have some good at-bats. He's taken good at-bats since he's been here. I think it started in spring training. I've talked a little bit about his grind and the grit that, you know, he's shown to be able to get back here to the Major League Ball Club, to, you know, be playing and be part of a lineup pretty consistently. Says a lot about his character and a lot about his growth, as you talked about. He went to Korea for a couple of years. He picked up some things, I think, offensively that have changed him, and it's obviously, I think, for him, you know, going forward, continuing to keep that approach and to keep this consistency of the quality of the at-bats going.
Mark, you presented a scenario to AJ in spring training about what you thought he could eventually turn into, mentioning a guy like Josh Hader. What have you seen from him in the handful of times he's pitched for you so far?
Yeah, I think AJ's done a great job out of the bullpen so far. You know, the limited amount of innings that he's thrown, I look at them and feel great about how he's performed. He's throwing strikes, he's commanding the baseball. he's coming in and giving us everything we've asked of him. So, you know, we're going to continue to be patient with AJ. We're going to continue to let this thing happen organically. And, but from my standpoint, the things that I've asked AJ to make sure that, you know, focused on, the preparation, the mindset, he's conquered those so far.
Do you see a higher level of confidence? Just a handful of
times. Well, I think confidence comes from success, and you know, obviously his success, he should feel good about that. He should utilize the success that he's had in a short time frame to build that confidence. And I think I can say that I see a more confident AJ Puck on the mound.
Would you use that same word with Paul Blackburn?
Yeah, I think Paul's been here. Paul's had a little bit more success than AJ has at the major league level over the last few years. I think what Paul's been able to do thus far, I think we're all aware that this Paul Blackburn is one that we kind of would project to be able to have success at the major league level, and to see it happening now. It should feel good not only for Paul, but for us as an organization.
So. Stretching out that AJ is still a project for the future, or for this year, you're just going to forget about this?
It's too early to talk about how we're going to go forward for a year. But we're definitely excited about AJ's progress and AJ's success so far, and we're going to continue to take him outing by outing and make sure that we're patient with him, Jim.
Mark, you've been using a lot of different lineups, a lot of different looks, mix and matching. And obviously, you don't have the two-corner infielders you can just pencil in every day like Bob had last year. Do you see yourself as a manager who enjoys using everyone's versatility, or in a perfect world, would you rather have a set lineup?
I think that it's a great question, John. I think... the way that the game's played now, versatility is definitely a bonus to any manager. You look at the Dodgers and their roster. Yeah, they have set guys, but they do have some versatility built into that roster. So, there's positives and negatives to both ends. If we're describing me as a manager, I think it's too early to kind of put a label on what I would want. I want a club that goes out there every day, competes, fights, and plays with an energy level that represents kind of who I am and what I stand for in terms of culture.
So on that note, the versatility, everyone chipping in, coming off the bench. I mean, when you played, even before professionally, I'm sure you started every game you ever played. But
that's not true. Well, there were some games I didn't start here.
More than Kapler, I know that. No, that was yesterday's story. But do you see? I mean, you don't hear the term like reserves or backups or bench guys anymore. Like when you were coming up, those guys probably got a couple of pinch hits a week or something. But now, teams, including yours, are using the entire roster, right?
I think you see that across the game, that more teams are using the entire roster. There's a emphasis on, how we can utilize the roster to give us the best chance to win every night. If you look back, as you're talking about in time, as we would say, roster construction was more about the starting nine, and then there were those guys on the bench that provided those roles. I can speak of that in character from my 1997 Florida Marlins team that John Cangelosi, Jim Eisenreich were two bench players that, you know, came off the bench as a left-handed and a right-handed pinch hitter and played the outfield as a fourth or fifth outfielder. So that hasn't gone extinct, but it's, I would say, probably less common in the game now.
Yeah. No shame coming off the bench, because you're probably going to do it every day in some cases.
Yeah, no. I mean, everyone should feel a part of this group, especially here, and feel that they can have impact on any given night. So. Well, it's not probably fair for me to answer that. It's probably better for Bethancourt to answer it. You know, for me, assessing him currently, what I see is his approach to the right side of the diamond. He's shorter, more direct to the baseball. So that's what I see. But probably it would be fair to ask Christian, you know, what changes he's made since, or what he learned, you know, in his processes over there at Brewers.
Have a good,
I got to go.
Thanks,
he started.